This is Radio Nepal. I'm Kaushal Ghimire with the news. The headlines first. 3-day pre-launching event of Public Service Broadcasting Nepal starting tomorrow. Ginger and turmeric produced in Karnali province exported to Europe. Month-long Swastani Bratakatha starting today. And U.S. authorities say death toll from the wildfires in the Los Angeles area climbed to 24. Now the news in detail. Nepal is set to embark on a new era of public broadcasting with the upcoming pre-launching event for the Public Service Broadcasting Nepal. The 3-day event scheduled to start on January 14, that is tomorrow, will feature panel discussions on various aspects of PSP, including international best practices, strengthening democracy and the role of PSP in education, health and disaster management. The PSP, formed with the merger of Radio Nepal and Nepal Television, aims to provide impartial, accurate and balanced news and information to the Nepali public. Chairman of PSP Nepal, Dr. Mahendra Bista, highlighted the significance of this event, stating that it will provide valuable insights for the smooth transition and effective operation of the new public service broadcaster. The pre-launch event will include panel discussions featuring experts from Nepal and abroad, including government ministers, academics and media professionals. The inaugural session and the concluding ceremony will be graced by the presence of Minister for Communication and Information Technology, Prithibi Subbagurung, Head of Department of Mass Communication and Journalism at Thrivan University. Dr. Kundan Arial emphasized the importance of PSP remaining free from political and commercial interest. The PSP pre-launch event will be live-streamed on various digital platforms to ensure maximum public engagement. Ginger and turmeric produced in Karnali province have found their way to Europe. A ginger processing industry in Bheriganga municipality, ward number 5 of Surkhet district, has started exporting its product abroad. The industry purchases ginger and turmeric from local farmers and sends them abroad. It is said that there is more demand for ginger in foreign countries than within Nepal. Before this, the ginger produced by local farmers lacked a market, but this problem was solved after the industry started processing ginger and turmeric that it collected from local farmers. Managing Director of the industry, Sulochana Srestha, said that the ginger produced in Karnali and Lumbini was organic and of high quality, and there was high demand for it in Europe for that reason. The area under agricultural crops has decreased in Kosi province with growing migration and trend of constructing houses and residential structures on agricultural land. The Provincial Economic Activities Study report for fiscal year 2023-24 published by Nepal Rashtra Bank shows that the area covered by all the agricultural crops declined by 1.55% in the fiscal year 2023-24 as compared to the fiscal year 2022-23. The Central Statistics Office estimates Kosi Province's contribution to the national GDP to be at 15.84% in the fiscal year 2023-24. The province's share in the GDP was 15.88% last fiscal year. Contribution of agricultural, industrial and service sector to the GDP in the province is estimated to be 32.80%, 16.32% and 50.88% respectively. Renowned wildlife photographer Chungba Sherpa has passed away. The 64-year-old Sherpa died at 12:15 a.m. today while under treatment at the Grandi Hospital in Kathmandu. Late Chungba Sherpa had been receiving treatment for a liver-related ailment since last week before passing away today. He was put under ventilator treatment. He is survived by 2 sons and 3 daughters. A permanent resident of Lukla in Solukhumbu district, Chungba was also associated with Nepali Congress Party for a long time. He was also affiliated with various national and international photography-related organizations. Snowfall has occurred in Manang, a mountainous district in Gandaki province, bringing joy to the locals. This marks the first snowfall of the winter season, which should have come by early December. Locals in the district share that the hills are now blanketed in snow. They have said the winter snow is good for crops as it keeps the soil moist and fertile. Locals say snowfall is favorable for cultivation of medicinal plants including Yarsagumba. The Sri Swastani Bratakatha, a popular month-long ritual of fasting and recitation of Swastani script observed by the Hindus in the country, started today. The month-long festival is observed from the full moon day today to the next full moon day. Going by the tradition, Nepalese, especially the Hindu women, observe the festival by worshipping goddess Swastani, fasting and reading aloud the holy story of Swastani, which mainly narrates the stories of goddess Swastani, Lord Shiva and other deities. You're listening to Radio Nepal's 2 p.m. English News Bulletin. Now on to some international updates. The death toll from the wildfires in the Los Angeles area has climbed to 24, according to U.S. authorities. At least 16 people remain missing, and authorities said the number was expected to rise. The National Weather Service issued red flag warnings for severe fire conditions through Wednesday, with sustained winds of 80 kilometers per hour and gusts in the mountains reaching 113 kilometers per hour. The 1 Billion Followers Summit, a leading content creator event, is ongoing in the United Arab Emirates. The event, being held across iconic venues including Dubai's Emirates Towers, DIFC and the Museum of the Future under the theme Content for Good, has explored the transformative power of AI. YouTube, Meta and Duolingo shared insights on how artificial intelligence can enhance creativity at the three-day summit, which is concluding today. YouTube's Tariq Amin emphasized the rise of short-form videos and the importance of responsible AI development. Meta's Faris Akkad highlighted the company's vision for democratizing AI tools, making them accessible to all. Zaria Parvez from Duolingo showcased the platform's success in reaching millions through engaging game-like content. According to the Emirates News Agency, this summit aims to explore the importance of AI in empowering creators and fostering innovation in the evolving digital landscape. Now, the general weather forecast for the country for today, according to the Meteorological Forecasting Division. The weather will be partly cloudy to generally cloudy in Kosi province, with chance of light rain, while it will be mainly fair throughout the country today. Well, that's all the news we have for this bulletin, but before wrapping up the headlines once again. Three-day pre-launching event of Public Service Broadcasting Nepal starting tomorrow. Ginger and turmeric produced in Karnali province exported to Europe. Month-long Swastani Bratakatha starting today. And U.S. authorities say death toll from the wildfires in the Los Angeles area climbed to 24. Well, that's all the news we have for this bulletin. Our next bulletin in English will be at 8 in the evening. You can also listen to us online at our website www.radionepalonline.com. Keep listening to Radio Nepal and have a good day.